This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Waves, celebrating India's vibrant media and entertainment industry. The participants are Murtaza Ali Khan, film critique, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor.
India occupies a dominant position in media and entertainment with talent spread across different geographies of the country, creating compelling content through its rich cultural heritage. And all set to take center stage is the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit happening from 1st to 4th May in Mumbai. This event will bring together industry leaders, stakeholders and innovators to discuss prospects, challenges, as also the sector's future. All of that and much more unfolding on today's episode of Insights. Let's first welcome our guest for this evening, renowned film critic, Mr. Murtaza Ali Khan. Good evening, Murtaza, and thank you so much for joining us on Insights this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just dive straight into the conversation. So the term waves has been making waves across social media. What's it all about?
See, the most important part of waves is that it is going to position India as the global leader of content creation. And, you know, the vision is very deep. For the recent times, we have seen PM Modi personally taking a lot of interest, you know, in positioning India in a global sense of the way. India has shown a great, great leap in terms of content creation. And for the longest time, we have been offering subsidies. We have been trying to woo some of the biggest filmmakers in the world to come to India and shoot in India. But now Waves really takes this idea to the next level. Because now we are not just talking about one dimension, say, entertainment. Now we are talking about cultural heritage. We are talking about legacy, history, music, creativity, entertainment. Now everything comes together through Waves. And this, as I said, is going to position India in a big way in terms of the global leader of content creation. At the same time, it also goes back to the spirit of being Vishv Guru. This also reminds us of Swami Vivekananda's golden words, which we often hear that he spoke at the famous Chicago World Fair. So the idea of Indian spirituality, Indian philosophy, and India's wisdom, which comes from its great heritage, from its culture, it all will come to fore through Waves.
Wonderful. I think that gives us a great insight into what Waves is all about. And talking about the four major pillars that it stands on, so briefly, do you want to tell us about those?
As I said, that Waves is not just like a small focus on entertainment. Of course, entertainment is going to be a very important part of it, but the idea is to follow a holistic approach. So through this, the Indian heritage will also get a lot of visibility, because once people from all across the globe, and we are talking about all the industry leaders, CEOs from the world of entertainment, world of content creation, world of media, they all are going to come to this amazing conference, and through that they're going to come to terms with India's great heritage. At the same time, the music is a very important part of it. Through the challenge called Wow Ustad, we'll also be talking about challenges in a little detail. For example, Wow Ustad is a challenge which is going to bring classical music everybody's attention, and we know the kind of great legacy we share as far as classical music is concerned, and Delhi Gharana is going to lead this initiative. So we have classical music taking a very center place in Waves. At the same time, we also have EDM. So people who are interested in EDM, which is the electronic dance music, they also will have this amazing opportunity to showcase the best of their talent. So if you are into DJing, or if you are a creator of electronic dance music, this is really going to be a very important area. At the same time, there is this poster making competition wherein you can either design posters digitally or you can design posters manually. So the part of creativity will take you back to the good old practice of making posters. They were very famous during the 70s and the 80s, those colorful Bollywood posters. At the same time, you can unleash AI to do it digitally. So that dimension also gets covered. Then gaming, of course, is a very, very important part of it. We'll see different dimensions of gaming. We'll see animes. We'll see manga. We'll see the use of AI. AI art installations will also be there. And most importantly, there is going to be a truth hackathon, which is going to take a deep dive into the world of fake news. We all know in today's time, fake news are a big threat. So how do one use AI to tell whether a news is fake or whether a news is real? At the same time, it also takes us to a very different dimensions wherein we talk about the ethics of using AI. So you see, there is this multi-pronged approach that Waves is offering.
I think I was going to get to the challenges a little later, as also the rationale behind Create in India. But now that we've spoken about it, so what is the Create in India initiative? And as you mentioned, anime, manga. There are also many other challenges in the fray, right? So classical music would be one. There's a reel-making challenge as well. Also, how does one participate in these challenges? What are the participant categories and the eligibility criteria?
The best part about this is that this is a very democratic platform, so it's open to everybody. And we are not just talking about the best talent in India, we are talking about the best talents in the world. So anybody can participate in it, and already thousands of people have applied for it in different categories, and the numbers are going up as we speak. And it is going to be probably the biggest numbers of registrations that any contest or any creative endeavor of this kind has seen. In fact, I believe that this is going to be really one of a kind endeavor, because I have not really seen the scale that already Wave is promising to touch, and it's going to only go bigger from here.
In fact, I think now would be the right time to hear what our participants have to say about the challenges as a part of the Wave Summit.
Namaskar, mera naam Tulika Pandey hai and main Lucknow ki nivasi hoon. जो मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग द्वारा ये इनिशिएटिव है वेव्स 2025, इसके लिए मैं बहुत बहुत आभारी हूँ टू दिल्ली दरबार जिन्होंने ये वाह उस्ताद चैलेंज स्टार्ट किया है, क्योंकि ये हम जैसे म्यूजिशियंस और आर्टिस्ट को एक बहुत बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म देने जा रहा है.
नमस्ते, मेरा नाम त्रयंबकेश्वरी गुंदेला है और मैं अजमेर राजस्थान से हूँ. So it is a very big initiative taken by the Delhi Gharana in affiliation with Doordarshan and Prasad Bharati under the Creative India Challenge, under the Wave Summit. So I'm really very grateful for this opportunity that Baha Ustad is bringing for us.
Right, and I think, you know, from what I've heard, I've just been feeling so enticed and enamored to participate in Waves myself. So if you were to talk about the key people from around the world who will be coming in as speakers, could you briefly give us a glimpse of what it looks like?
The names specifically are being finalized right now, but you can look at the CEOs from the world of entertainment. We're talking about who's who from the world of entertainment. We're talking about CEOs from the world of media. Once again, who's who. We're talking about some of the biggest creative people in the world, be it musicians, composers. We're talking about some of the greatest filmmakers in the world. We're talking about some of the biggest animators in the world. We're talking about some of the biggest tech gurus in the world. So all areas are going to be represented by the best of talent in India as well as the best of talent globally. What makes this wonderful is that some of the most amazing minds are going to come to India. And so our young storytellers, our young creators, our young minds are going to get a dose of the best that the world offers. So this interaction, this amazing fusion that will happen, that will really pave the way for creators of the future.
In fact, talking about young creators, I also want to know, do students get to participate in the Wave Summit in any capacity or be a part of any of the challenges that it has?
No, as a matter of fact, take the case of the poster making competition. Already a lot of these schools and colleges have been looped in. Ministry, through its network of advisors, is working very closely with different institutions, schools, art schools, film schools. So already the students and the young emerging storytellers, the young emerging creators, animators, gamers, they are getting this amazing opportunity to showcase their talent. And of course, there will be awards, they will be recognized, they'll also get a wonderful opportunity to work with some of the biggest and the most amazing minds in the world. There would be a great scope for learning, which I think is very important, and PM Modi has always emphasized on the importance of learning, and he always encourages the younger generation. The youth is going to be the very important, essential part of the Wave Summit, and I think it's really the youth that's going to help us take the idea of Waves to the next level. The first edition is really only setting the foundations, but I see a very bright future ahead with Waves, India really becoming a global hub as far as content creation is concerned. And at the same time, the world is also going to look up at India as this ancient land of wisdom, culture, and the status of Wish Guru is really going to come out in a big way as far as content creation and as far as our global heritage is concerned.
I mean, just imagine rubbing shoulders with the best in the world, with the best in your industry, you know, the doyens of every industry, if I can put it that way. So what's the format of the 4-day event? Is it more like a conference? Do we have masterclasses, sessions, workshops? And also there's a very interesting aspect of the Waves Bazaar, where buyers and sellers get to interact with each other. A little bit on that.
I feel that the idea of bazaar comes from the film bazaar that we have at IFFI, and it is the biggest film bazaar in South Asia, and the success of IFFI's bazaar is staggering. You know, we have seen so many amazing stories emerge out of that. Of course, we have had different kinds of co-productions. We have had screenwriting labs. But in case of Waves, we are not just talking about entertainment and content creation. It's going to be much more. So we are going to talk about music. And when I say music, it will be classical music. It will be electronic music. It will be semi-classical music. We will see AI, because AI is really the buzzword. We'll see a lot happening in AI through these hackathons, through these AI art installations, which I feel are going to really pave the way for a new discourse in the field of AI. At the same time, we'll also see some amazing work happening in gaming space, because gaming is really big and India is really one of the leaders as far as IT is concerned. So this technological side of India is going to be showcased in a big way. And I can imagine some great collaborations also happening, because the whole world is now looking at India as this amazing place, this amazing content hub. At the same time, they are also looking at talent which is emerging out. So we are going to be a leader in terms of the technological side as well as the creative side. So that's why I think Waves is so important, how it is bringing together the technology and the creativity on the same platform.
In fact, I can also think of comics and extended reality. I can only add that to the gamut of
Absolutely.
Things that are already there. Plus, you know, it's giving recognition to professions which were earlier perhaps not recognized or acknowledged as such, but are now getting the limelight that they deserve. And on that note, I think let's also hear what veteran filmmaker Shekhar Kapoor said.
We are a land of creators. We are a land of storytellers. And that is India's soft power. So when I first was told about Waves, I said, actually, this is 10 times bigger than Davos. Nobody's done it before. They just take all the content creators. And don't forget, the earliest adopters of content are young people. We have more teenagers living in India than anywhere else in the world. That is also our power. Young people as adopters of content and creators. We have more influences in India than anywhere in the world. This idea of getting all of this together and asking people, as the Prime Minister keeps saying to us, make in India, manufacturing, we're saying create content in India.
Is there a deadline and a process to register for the various challenges that we've been talking about this evening?
So we all know that the summit is set for May, 1st and 4th May in Mumbai at the Jio Center. So that is going to be the day when everything is going to come together in a big way. But before that, you know, there is this amazing opportunity, this amazing window for all these creators to participate. The Waves website is out there. You can go there and log into the Waves website and you can look out for the different challenges and competitions that are there for your offer. And then based on that, you can register. Once you are registered, you can apply in different categories. And you can sometimes apply, you know, through your digital submission. Sometimes the submission has to be physical. So that way, there's a great scope. If you really want to see the creative side of yours, if you really want to explore, because this is also a way to assess your creative levels. Otherwise, how would you assess it? You will get to, you know, compete across different platforms. You can get into e-gaming, you can get into comics, as you touched upon. There is a VFX challenge. There is an AI art installation. There are reel making. See, we all make reels. I feel that this is a place wherein you will be able to access and you will be also able to check your own potential. While looking at others, you will be able to see where you actually stand. You will also be able to learn from the best. So I think learning is very important, and that is going to happen while you are participating in these different competitions. So don't restrict yourself to say one domain. Try and explore. If you're a great gamer, okay, try your hands at that. But at the same time, also try maybe something in the analog space. Pick up a physical paper, pick up a physical pencil and draw, because this is really the way to exercise your creativity. Or if you feel that you are a great person in the analog space, then try something in the digital space. This is the time to test yourself, to see your true creative potential and realize it and take it to the next level.
I think that was so beautifully put. And also, you can find the right people to collaborate with, because personally, I believe that the creative space thrives on collaboration and the reel making challenges. Social media is testament to that, right? So just for the benefit of our listeners, you can log on to wavesindia.org. That's where you find all your information. Or perhaps you can go to Waves social media handles, and that's where you'll find everything, as also lots and lots of inspiration. And on that note, thank you so much, Murtaza, for joining us this evening on Insights. It's been a lovely insight indeed.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Waves, celebrating India's vibrant media and entertainment industry. The participants were Murtaza Ali Khan, film critique, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.